way from long,
Love
very
Talk
long
Radio.
God is a good God. Today we're going to be talking about the power of righteousness. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. We don't want a reproach. Yes, we don't want a reproach. God, let righteousness exalt our nation. We don't want sin and ungodliness, unrighteousness. No. Jesus Christ came to the cross of Calvary because of this. And his blood was shed for the remission of our sins. That blood is flowing today, bringing many to the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will tell us your word tonight. We ask that you will speak to every heart. As many that have come into this broadcast, from Facebook, from Twitter, from the radio, from every part of the world, everyone is welcome from YouTube, from wherever you have come from around the globe. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Yes, let God arise, and our enemies be scattered. In the name of Jesus Christ, peace on earth, joy to the world. Jesus is born for everyone to be saved. Hallelujah. We give glory to thy Lord, he reigns. We give glory to thy Lord, he reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. We give glory to thy Lord, he reigns. Adoration, adoration to our God, he reigns. Give glory to thy Lord, he reigns. Give glory to thy Lord, he reigns. Give glory to thy Lord, he reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. Give glory to thy Lord, he reigns. Adoration, adoration to our God. He reigns. Adoration to our God, he reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. Adoration to our God, he reigns. Give glory to our God, he reigns. Give glory to our God, he reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. Give glory to our God, he reigns. Adoration, adoration to our God. He reigns, adoration to our God, he reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. Adoration to our God, he reigns. Jesus power, super power, super power, super power, super power. Jesus power, super power. Jesus power, super power. Every power, power, power. Every other power, all is power, but Jesus power, super power, Jesus power, super 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 power, but Jesus power, super power, Jesus power, super power, super power, super power, super power. Super power, super power, super power. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. On earth, peace, goodwill to all men and women around the world. Amen. Mama, you are welcome. Amen. God bless you, man. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, sir.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, hi, the family and everybody doing good?
Yeah, fine, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes, today we're going to be talking about the power of righteousness. Yes, because people think that when we come to God, we can just live carelessly and live, you know, just live, just do things, you know, like the prodigal son. People don't care. It's not like that. God is a holy God. Said, "Be ye holy, for I, the Lord, I am holy." God is a holy God. See, if you look at the scriptures right here in First Peter chapter 1, verse 15 to 17, God himself, he said, "I am holy, because I'm holy, be ye holy, for I, the Lord, I am holy." So the God we are serving is a holy God. How do you serve a holy God when you yourself, you know, you are tied up with all kind of thoughts in your life, and you are approaching a holy God? Look at it. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 to 17. God himself, he said, "Be ye holy, for I, the Lord, I am holy. I am a holy God." So if you are coming to me, you have to be like me. That's what he's saying. That's what the word of God is saying. God himself. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 to 17. "I, the Lord, am holy. Ye shall be holy unto me. For I, the Lord, am holy. Ye shall be holy unto me. For I, the Lord, am holy. And ye shall sanctify yourselves and be holy, for I am holy. And ye shall sanctify yourselves and be holy, for I am holy." There was a question. He said, "Can we continue in sin so that grace will abound?" The answer was given. He said, "The answer is no. You cannot continue in sin so that grace of God will continue to rest upon you. No, there's nothing like that. So righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach. Sin brings people down. Sin, corruption, evil, bribery, and all these evil things bring people down to zero. And you can see it in the Bible when you read through the scripture. You see the graph of the Israelites. Sometimes they are up with God. At another time, they are backsliding. At another time, they are falling away from God. They have gone to worship Baal. They have gone to do immorality, idolatry. And they are living in sexual perversion. And God is angry with them. And God has left them. And the enemy has come to capture them. See, if you look at the graph, if you draw the graph of the Israelites from the days of Abraham, up to now, it has always been like that. You know, sometimes up with God, at another time they are backsliding and falling away into idolatry and sin and evil and immorality, and God will depart. Because God is not going to compromise with sin. Oh no! You remember the story of Samson? Samson was a great servant of God. God was using him mightily. And he compromised with sin. And God left. You see, God does not strive with people. God does not strive with you. If you want to go your way, you can go your way. No problem. And the Philistines captured Samson, tied him up, made mockery of him, took his eyes away, busted his eyes, and made mockery of the great servant of God. And Samson, at the last minute, he decided to die with the enemy of God's people. Pulled the pillars apart and tore the building, and everybody died, including Samson. That's not a good story. That's not a good testimony for us. You know, how do you run this race? Many people backslide along the road. See, read through the scripture. Apostle Paul was writing about Demas. He said Demas was part of this gospel, but he has departed. Then he said that he loved the world and the things of the world. So demons have fallen away from the grace of God. And there are many examples like that, not to talk about Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12 disciples, Judas Iscariot. And he decided to betray Jesus Christ for 30 pieces of silver. And at the end of it all, he committed suicide. If you commit suicide, you are not going to heaven. See, if you commit suicide, it means you are a murderer. You kill yourself. And the Bible says all murderers, all women, all life, the fearful, the abominable, they shall find themselves in the lake of fire, which burneth with brimstone. And so the scripture is filled with all these examples. We're going to be looking at all these today. Thank God, woman of God is around, a horrible lady evangelist. Laika Lawal is going to be sharing. I'm just taking a couple of minutes. We're going to open it. They're going to be sharing. I tell you, God is going to teach us something today. And this is the foundation of the Christian faith. Righteousness exalts the nation, but sin is a reproach to anything. Yes. And if you look at the book of James chapter 5 verse 17, it talks about from an Elijah who lived a holy life, a righteous life, a man of righteousness. No wonder God answered his prayer. The 454 prophets of David, they prayed from morning to night. God did not answer. But look at James chapter 5 verse 17. Elijah, a man who had lived right with God, a man of righteousness and holiness. When he called God, God answered and displayed himself. And this is what it means today. Many people call God, God does not answer. God is not deaf, that he will not hear you. God is not blind, that he's not seeing your problem. God is not amputated, that he cannot help you, but your sin, your iniquity, your immorality, your selfishness and greed, corruption, and all the evils that people are doing, which they haven't repented and turned away from their evil ways, are blocking them from receiving. Tonight, this is the opportunity for you to reconcile with God, for you to confess your sins. He that confessed and forsake shall have mercy. He that covereth his sins and not prosper. Proverbs 28 verse 13. Proverbs 28 verse 13. Whosoever covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whosoever confessed and forsaketh shall have mercy. See, this is the difference. See, two people came into the temple to pray and Jesus was watching. We were looking at two men who came into the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee. The other one was a publican. The Pharisee stood up and said, I thank God that I'm not like these other people. I am holy. I'm all right. I give alms to the poor. I fast twice in a week. And he was counting all the things he was doing. Jesus was just laughing at him. If you say you have no sin, you are a liar, liar, liar. You know, Then Jesus said, the other man, the publican, came and knelt down and said, oh God, have mercy upon me, a sinner like myself. Then Jesus said, this is the true prayer. This person who confesses his sin, this person who repents of his sin, this is the one that God has chosen. How dare you come before God and justify yourself? You can't justify yourself. You know, all our sin and our come short of the glory of God, there's no righteous, there's no holy. But Jesus Christ came that you might have salvation through his blood. So tonight is a good opportunity for you to reconcile with Jesus Christ through the blood of the Lamb of God. That it is flowing today. That you may have life and life more abundantly. Oh yes, I pray that this word of God will find a place in you. That you shall be a doer of this word and not just hearer alone. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Yes, we're going to hand over to the evangelist Michael a while to share with us what God has laid in her heart for us today. Let's welcome her and listen to what God has for us. Over to you, Mama.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
So this topic is fear of the Lord.
Yes.
Anybody that fears the Lord for sure should be able to live a life of righteousness.
That's true.
The fear of the Lord. Bible studies on this topic is very vital.
Yes.
There is a right kind and there is a right kind of fear. And the right kind of fear is the fearing of the Lord God Almighty. This is a very precious message in the Bible that we should fear God. It is mentioned in the Bible more than 50 times. In Genesis 15:1, Genesis 26:24, Exodus 14:13, Isaiah 43 verse 1, Luke 2:10, Luke 12:32. Job 28:28, and unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. When we fear the Lord, we are wise. Psalm 19:9 says, the fear of the Lord is clean. Cleanliness is righteousness, that is enduring forever. Then 2 Samuel 23:3 says, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of the Lord God Almighty. Lack or absence of this fear of God can only bring sin. Genesis 20:11, Abraham sinned because he thought surely the fear of God is not in this place. He mistakenly thought that it was beyond God's fear. And if people think they are beyond God's fear, they will not be able to live a righteous life.
Yeah.
That he was really free. Then Romans 3:18 says, there is no fear of God before their eyes, a picture of the generation man. Anybody that does not fear God will degenerate. I'm coming. The fear of the Lord. The fear of God is commanded. It's commanded that we are to fear God. Deuteronomy 13:4 says, you shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and ye shall serve him and cleave unto him. 1 Peter 2:17, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king. Psalm 22:23 says, ye that fear the Lord, praise him, glorify him, and fear him.
Yes.
The actual disciple set up a noble example in this matter. Acts 9:21. Walking in the fear of the Lord, they were multiplied. Cornelius was a man who feared God. In Acts chapter 10, verse 2, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house. Is it any wonder that God sent Cornelius the gospel? 2 Corinthians 7:1, the fear of God teaches us to live circumspect lives. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. This godly fear becomes a powerful motivation force in our lives. The fear of the Lord, it is a hatred for evil. Fear of the Lord is hatred of evil. Proverbs 8:13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil.
Yes.
Psalm 111:10. The fear of the Lord is wisdom. Proverbs 15:16. The fear of the Lord is a treasure. Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble with it. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. Proverbs 14:27. The fear of the Lord is fountain of life. The fear of the Lord is clean. Psalm 19:9. The fear of the Lord endures forever. It must endure forever in our life. It is godly to fear God. Hebrews 12:28. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear.
Yes.
What motivates or causes us to fear God? The holiness of God causes us to fear him. Revelation 15:4. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name, for thou only art holy? The greatness of God causes us to fear him. Deuteronomy 10:12-17. And now, Israel, what does the Lord thy God requires of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God. For the Lord your God is the God of gods, and the Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and a terrible.
Yes.
The goodness of God causes us to fear him.
Amen.
Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart. The forgiveness of God causes us to fear him. But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Praise the Lord for this, for forgiving us. The wondrous works of God causes us to fear him. Joshua 4:23-24.
Yes.
Coming judgment of God causes us to fear the Lord. Saying with a loud voice, Revelation 14:7. Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. The fear of the Lord is necessary. It is necessary to fear God. Psalm 5:7. Fear God and worship him. It is necessary in service. The The fear of God is necessary in service. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. The fear of God is necessary to keep us from sin. Exodus 20:20. Fear not, for God is come to prove you, that his fear may be before your face, that ye sin not. The fear of God is necessary for good judgment. 2 Samuel 23, verse 3. He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God.
Yes.
This is lacking in governments of today. It is necessary for administration of justice, the fear of the Lord. 2 Chronicles 19:6-9. The fear of God is necessary for the perfecting of holiness in our Christian life. 2 Corinthians 7:1. It brings pleasure to the Lord when we fear him. It causes the Lord's pity to increase upon the child of God if you fear him. The father pitied his children, so the Lord pitied them that fear him.
Yeah.
Acts chapter 10, verse 35. It brings acceptance with God. When you fear God, you are accepted by God. It brings mercy of God, Psalm 103, verse 17. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him. O Lord, teach me to fear you. The fear of the Lord brings blessing. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord. It brings separation from evil. Proverbs 16, verse 6. By the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil.
Yes.
Today, there is little fear of God and abundance of evil.
Yes.
Fear of the Lord brings Christian fellowship. Malachi 3:16. Then they that fear the Lord speak often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. The fear of God supersedes the fear of man. Isaiah 8:12-13. Neither fear we their fear, nor be afraid. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself. Let him be your fear. The fear of the Lord brings answer prayer. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The fear of the Lord brings long life. Proverbs 10:27. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days. Conclusion. Let us pray that God will teach us to fear him.
Yes.
Teach me that way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. So, all of us, we just say a quick prayer. Father, teach me to fear you, Lord God Almighty. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we are still going to continue that prayer. I want us to pray some more. Because this righteousness exalts a nation. Without righteousness, you know, the people are going to be like Sodom and Gomorrah. And God is going to destroy everything. Judgments and all these things are going to come. We are going to pray. God, let righteousness reign in our homes, in our families, in our communities, in our nation. Let righteousness reign in every area. Righteousness is
exalted.
Yes. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they say, we will not bow down to any good image. Hey, righteousness exalts a nation. Ah, Rabbasaya. Yes, we are thinking to pray that righteousness will be in our governmental system, in our leaders. Righteousness should be even in the church. They were showing videos of some churches now in different parts of the world where they do all kind of things that are against God. You know, they were showing it on YouTube and I was watching. I said, why do people choose to live a dirty life? A dirty life, compromise, immorality, and all the uncleanness you can think about. We are going to pray. God, clean your church. Jesus went into the church and started to flood people out of the church because they were just doing the opposite of what Jesus said. My house has been called a place of prayer, but people have turned into a den of thieves. God, let it not be so in this generation. Shall we pray in the name of Jesus. Let your holiness bring more. The pure heart of God. Blessed are the pure in heart. For they shall see God. God, blessed are the pure in heart. For they shall see God. Without holiness, no one shall see the Lord. Let righteousness reign in our nation, God. Righteousness reign in our lives, in our homes and families. Let righteousness exalt our nation. Yes, Lord. It is Messiah. Yes, Lord. We pray to them. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
King David prayed one prayer. He said, thy word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against thee. Yes, thy word have I hidden in my heart so that I may not sin against you. See, we're talking about the fear of God. How can you have the fear of God? The word of God, you must hide in your heart so that you will not sin against him, so that you can have the fear of God. Let us pray that prayer. Let's hide the word of God in our heart that we might not sin against God. Shall we pray in the name of Jesus Christ? Yes, I want to
hide my heart.
That I may not sin against you. Let everyone hide the word of God in their heart.
Let them hide your word in
their heart. So that they will not sin against
God. They will not sin against you in the name of God. Father, cast me not away from you. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Lord God, restore to me the joy of my salvation. uphold me with your willing spirit. Lord Almighty, in Jesus' name.
Yes, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Say God.
Yes, Lord, we want to be pure in the heart, so that we shall see God. Yes, Lord.
Jesus, I say God, let us be pure in heart, that we may see God in Jesus' name.
Hey, the Messiah. God, let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus has been for us now. In the disciples. The blood of Jesus The blood of Jesus, say, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, God said he will hear from heaven and he will heal our land. The problem is not God. The problem is the people. You see, because Second Chronicles 7 verse 14, say, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. There must be a turning from your wicked ways. Then will God hear from heaven and answer and heal their land. Yes, we are going to ask God to heal our land, heal our nation.
God is better willing to heal our land.
God said we should be holy, for you are holy God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
And Lord God, let us also be righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. For no nations Jesus.
We have the righteousness of God in Christ. Imputed righteousness. Imputed holiness. You don't merit it. You gave it to us. Through the cross, the blood that was shed for the remission of our sins. Yes. Are we still going to pray? Say, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Yeah, it was imputed righteousness. He couldn't have been righteous, but God gave him righteousness. See, that's what it is. That's what it is. Then the Bible says, our righteousness is a feeding rock. Hey, that scripture makes it clear. God said in his word, he said, all our righteousness is a feeding rock. With me, our righteousness and holiness have no place in the kingdom. But the righteousness that Jesus provided for us on Calvary's tree, through his blood, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. We are going to ask God to give us that his own righteousness. Because our righteousness is a filthy rag. Yes, and we pray in the name of Jesus. And we pray. Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Righteousness on all of us, all of God of heaven. Me and my family and my children and their family. Everybody on all nations, all of God, put righteousness upon us in the name of Jesus. And let us be the righteousness of God in Jesus' name. Teach us to see you, Lord God, and infuse your righteousness upon all our lives so that we be righteous. And God in Jesus' name.
That our sins be washed away by the blood of the Lamb of God.
Righteousness and also, Lord God.
And the righteousness of the
Lord God Almighty.
Because of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name,
amen. Oh, yes, Lord, we receive from your throne of grace.
And
oh,
God,
thank you, Lord.
And let us be the righteous of God in Jesus'
name. Righteousness
exalted nation. Oh, Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor and adoration, O God. Bless us with our spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Magnify and exalt your name. We
thank you,
Lord God of heaven.
We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. We need our standard.
We thank you, we glorify your name, we magnify your name, glorify Jehovah Almighty.
My King, praise you, Lord, we praise you, Lord, we praise you, Jehovah Almighty.
We praise you.
Your re-you is your heart. Your re-you is not the body. You are a soul. You are a spirit. You have a soul and you live in a body. So your re-you is your heart. He said, blessed are the pure in heart. Matthew chapter 5 verse 8. For they shall see God. If you want to see God, then we should be pure in our heart. See? Some people practice outward holiness. Outward holiness. They tie their hair in a particular way. They wear certain clothes. The sanctimoniously and all those things, outward holiness. They don't rub cream. They don't speak of their body. They call that holiness. That's not holiness. It is your heart. Say, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And then he now says in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14, say, make peace with all men and holiness, without which no one shall see the Lord. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14. Make peace with all men, with everyone, and holiness, without which no one shall see the Lord. How will you see God? How will you see a holy God when you have not made peace and holiness? See? This is the reason people can't reach God. They are cut away from God. The grace of God, the mercy of God, the favor of God is not there. And everything is just not working because they are not in touch with heaven. Today we pray that the Lord will have mercy and reach out to everyone. He talks about the breastplate of righteousness. You look at the whole armor of God. There is the breastplate of righteousness. Why the breastplate of righteousness? So that you have righteousness in God. You know, righteousness is God. Then in the Lord's Prayer, there is confession of sin in the Lord's Prayer. Say, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. That is, forgive us our sins, as we forgive others their sins. If you can't forgive people, then God cannot forgive you. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive others their sins. See, that's the Lord's Prayer. Even in the Lord's Prayer, there is confession of sins. It is the reason we say you can't come before God and declare yourself holy and righteous. You can't come before God and justify yourself. The one who did the justification is God himself. He justified us by his blood on the cross. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. When you fear God, you will keep his commandments. In fact, the book of Ecclesiastes, the last chapter, it says the whole duty of man on earth, the whole purpose of man on earth, is to fear God and to keep his commandments. This is what Evangelist Lawal was talking about. Hear God and keep his commandments. See, that's the whole purpose of man on earth. And then today, nobody wants to fear God. People are just living carelessly and recklessly. You know, they tell you, don't tell me what to do. You don't have to tell me what to do. You want to tell me what to do? They are angry with you. They don't want you to tell them the truth. They don't want the rightful word of God. They want prophecies, somebody to prophesy to them. And they are being deceived. People are deceiving them. They are looking for prophecy, so people prophesy lies. prophesy all kind of stupid things, and you think you are on your way. See, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. Only very few are finding it, but broad is the way that leads to destruction. Why will you look for prophecy? You are looking for prophecy and visions. And then you go and start tying up your ears to hear junk. People deceiving you and deceiving. The word of God is the prophecy. The word of Jesus Christ, what God said in his word is the prophecy we are listening to. Words of man, that's not the prophecy we are talking about. The prophecy we're talking about is what God said in his word. You know, so take your ears off false prophets and false prophecies. Because Jesus has already said that in the end time, Matthew chapter 24, many shall come deceiving and prophesying and doing signs and wonders. And they follow the broad way that leads to destruction. That will not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. The narrow way is our way, which we are following to the kingdom of God. Today, you need to make a decision to follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Yes. Wherever you are in any part of the world, want you to go into prayers right now, confessing your sins. I tell you, this message is not by mistake. This is from the throne room. And when God is asking people to repent and turn away from their evil way, it is a sure sign that judgment is coming. Oh, yes, that judgment should not come to you. You remember the people of Noah's day? Noah was telling them, turn away from your wicked ways, and they refused until the water came and destroyed the whole world, and everyone perished. And not only that, the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, God sent his angels to go and speak to them. They refused to repent and turn away from their wicked ways. God rained down fire from heaven upon Sodom and Gomorrah and destroy the whole of those cities. And nobody, you know, that was it. See? So, there must be a turning away from our wicked ways so that God can have mercy upon his people and bless them. Yes, everyone, wherever you are right now, want you to go into prayer and ask God for forgiveness. Except ye repent, ye shall likewise perish. What shall it profit you if it shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Yes, come to Jesus right now. Receive him into your heart, into your life. Let him dwell in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Let Christ dwell in you today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, open your heart, let him come in and stop with you. Jesus say, I knock at the door of your heart. If you will open up to me, I will come in and I will stop with you. Yes, let Jesus dwell in you right now. I see a restoration coming as a result of this message. I see a restoration. God is restoring. The years that the canker worms and the locusts, the palmer worms, the caterpillars have eaten away, God is restoring. The years that the canker worms and the locusts and the palmer worms, the caterpillars and the grasshoppers have eaten. Yes, we receive a restoration. A restoration of the glory, the anointing, the favor, and the grace of God. We receive a supernatural divine restoration of the mercy of God, the blessings of God, and all that God has for us that the enemy diverted away. We receive a restoration. God, give us your power to live a holy life. God, give us your power, your anointing, your grace. to live a righteous life, Lord. We receive from your throne of grace all that you have for us this day. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, you are holy. And forever you are God. And forever you are God. We praise you, Lord, you are holy. And forever you are God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. And forever you are God. We thank you, Lord, you are holy.
Holy, holy, Lord. And forever you are Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Forever.
Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Lord, for your word that we have had tonight. Let your word dwell in us richly. And make us doers of your words and not just hearers only. We receive from your throne of grace all that you have for us today. God, we thank you for blessing us even through this message today. Help us to live a holy life, a righteous life.
Amen.
By strength and no man prevail. Not by power, not by might, but by your spirit. God, by your grace, we shall live for thee.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
For blessing us today. We receive
Amen.
All that you have spoken to us.
Amen.
Let your word be in us. Make us do out of your words and not just hear us only.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and
amen.
Thank you all so much for participating in this broadcast. God bless you. In the name of Jesus, tomorrow morning, it's going to be 9 a.m. to 10. And then tomorrow evening, it's going to be 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. again. God bless you all. Jesus loves you. And we all love
amen.
You. Say, God be with you all in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Thank you, sir.
Yes, yeah, God bless you. We want to sing for you all. I'm for